Y el Señor esté con vosotros. Lectura del Santo Evangelio según San Mateo. En aquel tiempo, un doctor de ley le preguntó a Jesús para ponerlo a prueba. Maestro, ¿cuál es el mandamiento más grande de la ley? Jesús le respondió, amarás al Señor tu Dios con todo tu corazón, con toda tu alma y con toda tu mente. Este es el más grande y el primero de los mandamientos. El segundo es semejante a este, amarás a Dios como a ti mismo. En estos dos mandamientos se funden toda la ley y los profetas. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on the mountainside. After he had sat down, his disciples gathered around him and began to teach them. How blessed are the poor in spirit, the reign of God is theirs. Blessed too are the sorrowing, they shall be consoled. Blessed are the lowly, they shall inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for holiness, they shall have their fill. Blessed are they who show mercy, mercy shall be theirs. Blessed are the single-hearted, for they shall see God. Blessed too are the peacemakers, they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those persecuted for holiness' sake, the reign of God is theirs. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of slander against you because of me. Be glad and rejoice, for your reward in heaven is great. The Gospel of the Lord. St. Thomas. So this is going to be a bilingual mass, so I guess I'll start with English and then I'll jump into Spanish. Don't ask me to speak Japanese though, okay? I would like to offer a gift for Tomas and Gladys. This is my gift. Money I can't give you because I have a vow of poverty, okay? So I can't give you that. But I'll give you the best I can give you. I will give you what is called a novena. Spanish is called novena. So starting today, every day, for 9 days, when I celebrate Mass, I'll be placing you on the altar so that when I lift up the chalice, as well as the paten, which is the body and blood of Christ, I'll be lifting both of you up to heaven. So that God will rain down a torrential downpour of grace upon both of you, so that you have a lot of peace, a lot of joy, a lot of love, long life, and eternal life. So that's my gift to you, okay? That was the gift I gave to your older sister about 7 years ago, Allison, when they celebrated their wedding. I prayed also that God would bless them. And I really believe that that's the best gift I can offer as a priest, is offering prayers, especially the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. Now, let me invite all of your friends here and your relatives, mom and dad, as well as relatives. I'm going to ask all of you to do a favor for Tomas and Gladys. Ask all of you to do the same. To pray 9 days for them. Maybe you can't come to daily mass because you've got work obligations, you've got your children, you've got many obligations that would impede you from coming to mass. But invite all of you here at least every day for 9 days, at least pray one prayer for them. How many of you can do that? Can I see your hands? Those who did not raise their hands do not understand English, I hope. Okay? So you've got about 150 people are going to be praying for you for 9 days. How about that? Soy muy tramposo, as they say in Spanish, no? So they're going to get a lot of prayers. What do you think about that? Not bad, huh? So you're going to have a lot of people praying for you for these 9 days, and hopefully for many, many years until God calls both of you to go to heaven. Amen? Good gift? Okay, so you're going to be getting many other gifts at your reception today, and probably people are going to be pouring in gifts over the next week from Mexico and from other places. But sometimes we forget the most important gift is to give people God and prayers. Okay? So never forget that. Okay, my homily I like to base on one of my favorites, one of my favorites for many, many years. And the reason being is because my work as a priest is I'm a communicator. Okay? I preach, I teach, I catechize. I have basically the four of the daughters here in my classes in one way or another. I write. I had my first book published about a year ago. So I'm a communicator. Okay? Anyone who lives in the United States over the past 50 years who knows English should be aware of the greatest communicator we had in this country over the past 50 years who died about the time of John Paul II. His name is Fulton Sheen. Okay? Archbishop Fulton Sheen was probably the greatest communicator in this country last century. He's already venerable, which means he's already going to become a saint. He was the first, as they say in Spanish, tele-evangelista, radio evangelista. He spoke on the radio, then TV, wrote 70 books. So his name is Fulton Sheen. So if you Google in Fulton Sheen sometime tonight, you can get tons of his YouTubes and his podcasts and his preachings and his teachings. So I'm just going to summarize one of his books. And the book is addressed, directed to both of you. The book is on marriage. And this is the title of the book. It takes three to get married. You're looking at me with a shock now, huh? Okay, let me finish my idea, and then you'll understand. It has to be Tomas, Gladys, and Jesus Christ. Amen? It has to be Tomas, Gladys, and Jesus Christ. So he has to be in the center of your marriage. You hear me? He has to be in the center. If he's in the center, no matter what problem you have, Jesus can conquer it. You've heard, se mueve las montañas. Okay, he can move the mountains. It's true. But if he's not in the center of your marriage, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. Many, many, many people come to me with their marriage problems. And it's always the same. Last May, I celebrated my 30th anniversary ordained by John Paul II. No? So I have a little bit of experience. No, it's always the same. That the husband and wife, they're trying to work out their marriage without Jesus Christ. Doesn't work. Doesn't work. The best couple, the most intelligent, attractive, dynamic, eloquent, witty couple without Jesus Christ, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. But if you put him in the center, it's going to work. But you have to work with him, and if you really want to form a good marriage, my friends, you got to work at it. And for me to be a good priest, I got to work at it day in, day night. Hard work to be a good priest. It's hard to form a good family too. Let me tell you an interesting story. I like sports. Who is the greatest, probably the greatest athlete in baseball? For me, Michael Jordan. Air Jordan. Man, incredible. You ever see the guy play? I mean, he retired 10 years ago. He tried to come back playing baseball and golf, which was kind of dumb, no? You ever see that guy play? Incredible. Okay, he wasn't on the Lakers, he was on the Bulls, okay? So the Lakers are probably going to say Kobe Bryant, okay? But Michael Jordan was an incredible athlete. You know what he said when he retired? He said, now I have to do something much more difficult, form a good family. Here you have the greatest athlete in basketball saying, now I have to form a good family. And that means to form a good family, it takes a lot of work and effort. So I'm not saying this to discourage you, but to motivate you. To motivate you. Okay, how are we going to do it? Let's get down to brass tacks now. Let's get down to brass tacks, as we say in New York. Okay? How are we going to do it? First of all, you got to pray. This is a great day for Tomas because he's making his first communion today. Hey, praise the Lord. Hey. It's called in Spanish, matando dos pájaros con un tiro, no? Killing only two birds with one stone, right? However, you want to form a good marriage? You have to pray together. You hear that? You have to pray together. And who's going to be the leader in prayer? Not the woman, the man. Yes? It's always the other way around. The man should be leading in prayer. You hear that, Thomas? Yeah. Amen. No? So you're saying, Gladys, hey, let's go to Mass. Gladys, let's say our prayers. Gladys, let's pray the Psalm of the Good Shepherd. Gladys, it's time to go to confession. Gladys, let's bless the meals. Gladys, before going to bed, let's say a few prayers. And Gladys, if he doesn't do it, remind him. Okay? And if he doesn't obey, call me on the phone. Okay? Do it. One of the biggest problems today is a lack of male leadership. In all respects. When I was a little kid, my father died about 4 months ago. So I'm still going through kind of a tough time. You lose your dad after 60 years. They were married for 61 years. A long time, right? But when I was a little kid, I remember 55 years ago when I was only six. My mom would pray one night, my dad would pray another night when I was in first grade. I've got pretty good memory, no? But when mom prayed, that was natural. But when dad prayed, I just felt something very special when dad was kneeling next to me saying the prayers. I felt something special. Mom, that was normal. Women always pray. But having a man who's going to be working on Wall Street, you know, high-tech businessman in Wall Street, New York, kneeling next to his son. That's probably why I'm a priest, because I saw a man praying. A man praying. So you're going to be taking the lead in that, right? So when I see him and I say, Tomas, are you saying your prayers? Are you leading? You're probably going to be avoiding me, huh? I hope not. Second is this. Some of you are probably thinking, this is a typical Father Groom. There he is. He's always talking and talking and talking, no? I belong to one of those groups, the non-stop speakers, one of those groups, okay? After the Mass, you're probably going to be going out to a really nice restaurant. And you should, right? Are you going to Pollo Loco? Okay. You're going to have probably one of the best meals in your life. I hope you do. And you should. And you're going to have a lot of friends. You're going to be nourishing your body. Now what's more important, your body or your soul? Hello? Anyone home? Okay, your soul is more important than your body. The body's going to die. The body's going to die. But we have to nourish our soul. And Tomas, today, this is going to be the happiest day in your life. Really. By far. This is going to be the happiest, happiest day in your life. When you go through tough times, remember this day, April 1st. Not April Fools, but April 1st. I thought Tomas was not going to show up and say, Father, April Fools, we're not getting married this day. Okay. I'm glad you didn't play a fast one on me, huh? Okay. But because you're marrying a wonderful woman, number one, but also you're making your first communion. You're marrying the love of your life. But Gladys, listen, there's someone he loves more than you, Jesus Christ. Right? You hear that, Tomas? You love Gladys and love her until you die. But you should love Jesus Christ more. Otherwise, it's idolatry. You know what idolatry is, Allison? Placing any person, place, or thing above God. That's a definition of idolatry. And if you have that, your marriage is not going to work. So remember that. The second thing is, both of you, Mass every Sunday. Mass every day if it's possible, if your work permits. Mass. And receive communion with a lot of love. I say receive communion with a lot of love because Jesus is going to enter into your interior home. What would happen if I visit your home and you didn't even greet me? You say, I just go with the dogs in the garage, you know, pet the dogs, huh? That would be an insult. When we receive Jesus Christ, a lot of people receive him like that, kind of like a nonchalant, lackadaisical, flippant, perfunctory way. We should receive Jesus with love. You love your wife, love Jesus a million times more. Then you'll be able to love your wife better. The best way for Tomas to love your wife is to fall in love with Jesus Christ every day. Amen? That's the way it works. Go up and then you go down. And the third is this. Allison, you always did like roses, didn't you? Right? You got the white roses today, right? You have to have in your home beautiful roses. But if I can wax a little bit poetic, going back to my formation before becoming a priest, the greatest Italian writer in literature would be Dante. Dante Alighieri that wrote what is called the Divine Comedy. And what Dante is doing, he's going from hell to purgatory to heaven. He's going up and up and up. And he opens up his eyes in the heights of heaven. And there is what is called La Rosa Mystica. And beyond the Rosa Mystica, the Blessed Trinity. Do you know who the Rosa Mystica is? Aha! Who's that? Do you know what the poets call Mary? La Rosa Mystica. The beautiful, mystical rose. So you have to have this beautiful, mystical rose in your family. Please have a beautiful image of Mary in your home. Hey, you're Mexicans? Our Lady Guadalupe, right? Our Lady Guadalupe, hey? Hey, also, have the Divine Mercy. You see that? Try to get one that size, too, okay? Get one that size, too, okay? So when anyone comes in your home, they know who's the boss here, right? Jesus and Mary are... they're number one and two. But also to... what's this called? Spanish Rosario, right? Ah, Rosa Rosario. They come from the same word. So these are little roses that we send up to Mary. Every time we say Ave Maria. Ave Maria, Ave Maria. We're sending Mary a rose up to heaven. And she's going to be sending many blessings to your family. So pray the rosary every day. Let's see now, a little bit of mathematics. How long does it take to pray the rosary? Your Father Larry, about, I would say about 18 minutes. And I do it 14 because I'm from New York. He's from Tennessee, okay? So, about 15 minutes. How long is a telenovela? Oh, padre, no sabemos. No hablamos español. No sabemos qué significa telenovela, huh? Soap opera. An hour, huh? How long is a soccer game? 2 hours, okay. I play baseball into college. Baseball, about 3 hours, huh? Extra innings, 3.5 hours, no? The rosary is only 15 minutes. So find 15 minutes to pray the rosary every day. So if you do that, if you pray together, you receive the Eucharist together, you pray the rosary together, you're going to have a very, very happy marriage. You believe it? Very, very happy marriage. So what we're basically saying is you put God first and everything falls into place. Amen.